Another major danger of studying and over-intellectualizing things would be like overestimation, like overestimating yourself, like trying to compare your experience with some list somewhere.
Yeah, that's really true. That certainly happened, because that's oftentimes what one is, again, the desire for that knowledge is trying to find some solid ground. And we look for solid ground, anything really, anything will do. But when you have a clear conceptual model of philosophy, religion, spiritual perspective, then you can create some kind of solidity and basically security. So that we seek our security in having that view and holding to it, that's one of the things that is, it's kind of scary that as you practice, you realize, I've got to let go of that too. But then you realize, of course, the more clearly you see it, then you say, oh, wow, what a relief, I can put that down. There's this vague recollection of a Native American story of the... This is like the Turtle Island, and it's just, but it's turtles all the way down, and it's the same Buddhism. It's letting go all the way down. it's just increase, as you keep going, it's just more relinquishment, letting go. But that's what leads to peace, and that's what leads to freedom.